In case anybody needed any more reasons not to support the Libertarian Party, particularly in the 2024 presidential election, here's just a few more. In case you missed it, check my previous video. Donald Trump appeared at their convention over the weekend, trying to win them over and encourage them to not waste their vote on a third party. And while many libertarians are supporting Donald Trump because they're not stupid, the Libertarian Party, on the other hand, decided to nominate this clown, Chase Oliver, as their presidential nominee. And this meme is a perfect illustration of the contrast between libertarian ideas and Libertarian Party candidates. He loves wearing his mask, and he loves the vax, and he also loves drag queens, especially when they read books to small children.
Why do you think that the drag queens want to read to children?
Because I think that they are performance artists, and they want to be able to have different levels of performance art. It's the same reason as why do the Wiggles sing to children? Because they want to have a marketplace to kids.
Chase,
they want to be able to. They want to be
the
able
Wiggles,
to.
The Wiggles is made for children. It's obviously family friendly material. Drag queens are not what you call family-friendly kind of entertainment.
I went for myself because I was like, why are there people protesting this thing?
If you even have to ask why people are protesting, then you have a serious problem.
I want to see what this drag queen story time is myself, and I want to see what it is. And nothing sexual was going on. And I think that is the truth for 99% of this. And
well,
I think
would you take your kids to a drag queen story hour? Or would you drop them off at a drag queen story hour? And
I don't think that's what happens. Most of the time, the parents are right there with the kids.
But I'm asking you, would you drop your kids off at a drag queen story hour and come back an hour later?
Would you drop your kids off at a movie? Yeah.
If you support the Libertarian Party now, your presidential nominee endorses drag queen story hour. And the leader of the supposed Party of Freedom celebrated Donald Trump getting banned from Twitter, posting this tweet back on January 8th, 2021. Bye, real Donald Trump. Glad you are banned. And use the hashtag 25th Amendment now. Of course, he's also a huge supporter of Black Lives Matter.
So I'm here to talk about not just the injustice that cop city brings, but what militarization of police brings to us.
Yes, how dare the police actually equip themselves to be protected from the massive riots and mobs with proper shielding and tactical gear.
I was in the streets in summer of 2020 when we were peacefully protesting the murder of George Floyd.
The overdose, you mean?
And it was the Atlanta police who decided to bring the tanks rolling down the street and who decided to call in the National Guard. It was y'all.
Yes, because Black Lives Matter has a history of burning down hundreds and hundreds of businesses whenever they gather. This prominent member of the Libertarian Party, Jeremy Kaufman, who was also the creator of the library token cryptocurrency, posted that yesterday he held up this sign calling Trump supporters socialists at the party convention. Tonight, the Libertarian Party nominated a gay race communist for president. With those choices, I'm standing with Donald Trump. And in case you need any more convincing, here is a close-up view of just what a clown show the Libertarian Party is.
Should someone have to have a government-issued license to drive a car?
Hell no.
What's next? Requiring a license to make toast in your own damn toaster?
The license to drive? You know, I'd like to see some competency exhibited by people before they drive.
They're booing him. They're booing him because they believe that that's too much government. That's the government using their force to impose their will on other people. And that's a violation of the non-aggression principle and the free market. In case you're not too familiar with what libertarians actually believe, here's Gary Johnson expanding on the philosophy.
Libertarians are fiscally conservative, and socially they really don't give a damn as long as you don't force your social whatever it is on anybody else.
Which is a slippery slope, which then leads to your party supporting drag queen story hour.
I do not support a federal minimum wage. I do not believe in the death penalty. I absolutely support a woman's right to choose. Deporting 11 million illegal immigrants, I think, is a crazy notion. I think that we should...
It's crazy. Yeah, I think we should deport them and their anchor babies. And by the way, there's not 11 million. There's over 30 million of them now.
I think that we should embrace immigration. Libertarians are non-interventionists. The fact that we militarily intervene in other countries' affairs, I think, has the unintended consequence of making things less safe in the world.
You see, they have some good ideas, some good principles, but those are always overshadowed by the ridiculous ones.
Talking about marriage equality and gay rights, libertarians have been at the forefront of this since 71, since the inception of the Libertarian Party.
And now we see exactly how that turned out, don't we? All they wanted was the right to get married, they said, but now the teachers in public schools want to choose your children's gender. And we may likely get a verdict by the end of the week in Donald Trump's kangaroo criminal case regarding the payments to Sloppy Daniels. And no matter what happens, whether he gets convicted or whether it's a hung jury, unlikely he'll get acquitted. 20% chance it'll be a hung jury, according to even liberal political analysts. But whatever happens, all it's going to do is boost him in the polls even more.